A survey of Ketchikan visitors suggests some new directions that could help boost the city's tourism industry. The research also points to potential for other towns that attract out-of-state anglers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Ketchikan and most other coastal communities see a lot of tourists who fish, and it's no surprise to anyone in the business that most of them are men, the majority traveling without their spouses. Susan Bell of the McDowell Group research firm says some of those men told surveyors they have no plans to change.
6% said this is a men's trip. This is my dude time. Back off. No. But 5% said the spouse didn't want to come. 1% said cost. 1% said I prefer to travel alone.
But about a quarter of visiting fishermen do bring their wives or partners, and surveyors found many of the rest are willing to consider it. Bell presented her research at a recent Ketchikan tourism conference. She says it's unclear how many women want to head out fishing with their men, but more might come along on the trip if lodge and charter operators let them know there are other things to do.
She gets to do the spa things, go shopping, do other activities, or maybe it's just a message that those of you who have the kinds of destinations that would be appealing to someone who's looking for or something to do while he's going to be fishing and she needs to be busy. Think about if that product already exists in your property or in your community.
Some fishing lodges are moving away from the guy-only bunkhouse approach, or at least offering alternatives. A Yakutat business, for example, added cabins with private rooms and queen-size beds last year because more families were interested in coming to visit. Bell says changing accommodations or adding features won't automatically bring in spouses and families. She says the changes have to be reflected in marketing.
Understanding who the party is, who they're coming with, what their motives are, helps you as a business or helps you as a community to know, well, how much resources should I be putting at trying to change this, or can I incrementally do more to make sure that those people that might bring their spouse or guest know that there are things to do.
She says the growth won't be huge, but creative community leaders and tour operators can use the information to develop new markets. This is Ed Schoenfeld.